That's quite good, Senator. One more time, Senator, with feeling.
I think they're a wildly overestimated group, the goodies. Sure, they'll sell a million records, but is this what it's all about, you know?
I mean, right on.
Where is the future for a group like that to make that kind of music? That's what I ask myself.
In grocery.
In a grocery outlet. What is the comment here? Does this perhaps point the direction of the futures of the goodies' music?
I'd love it to. I adored singing. I really enjoy having a good scream up like that.
Talking about Nappy Love, we have a splendid record company, Bradley's, but the only fight we've had with them was over which should be the A side, Nappy Love or Wild Thing. And Wild Thing, we reckoned, absolutely represented everything we wanted to do. And they were wrong.
I'll make another serious point, actually, which you
Mickey
mentioned
Anthony's
yourself.
Fault, actually. Mm.
No, that's a vaguely serious point. I think you said yourself, because I know, and many thanks to you, you actually played Wild Thing a few times, as opposed to Nappy Love, because we said, look, OK, we'll compromise, make it a double A side, but of course they put a big A on Nappy Love, you know. And one of the things that's always upset us is that records are like one-sided, and we always try and put something on both sides which is of equal importance.
Like Jonathan King.
Well, Jonathan, Jonathan King made a very good point, that B-side are thrown away, and there are record producers all over the country that have gold discs on their wall because they've written songs that were put on B-sides, which just are carried by the A-side. And we feel very strongly, not because we're smug, yes, we're smug, but I think the both sides should be taken together, and I think if only they would present to you as a disc jockey both sides each time. You know, not just one side, both sides.
Yes, but good disc jockeys and producers listen to both sides of records anyway.
Well, I don't think they've got time, have they, a lot of the time. I think that's one of the
There's always home.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, don't turn the television
on. Not a lot of disc jockeys.
Would you know what our B-side was for our Christmas?
I don't know what the A-side was for Christmas.
I'll accept that.
To anyone at home who has got the Christmas record, Make a Daft Noise for Christmas is called.
Is it Teapot? Is that on the B-side?
No, it isn't. It's called The Last Chance Dance, and it's the last record to be played at a disco. And as a disco man, you should really have a listen to that, because it solves all your problems.
You see, that's
for
starters.
It's the ultimate last dance at any disco.
Anybody who's got that single, flip it over and have a play on the other side.
You know, the last thing I've got from Bradley's was Volare. You know? But anyway, someone's made comments. So all over your lyric sheet here, and it says under the teapot one, this is a good song for getting rid of unwanted guests.
That's true.
And I'm dying of curiosity. Could I have just a very quick chorus of teapot?
Tim sings the lead.
You don't need that, do you?
Oh, I do, yes.
You remember the words, you wrote them.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm a teapot, 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 teapot. Isn't it true? I'm a teapot, 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 teapot. You be one too. Ever so welcome. Loving and horse me doing the best. Oh, what a dream. Let it not steam me a teapot.
Wow, thank you. I take the point there. Who wrote those comments on this?
Well, it's to cover my own embarrassment, the fact that I actually wrote the real words and then just sort of...
I'm going to make you feel a little bit better about that teapot right now.